They even call you brother. There's no one else. You, brother, you want me to write something on you? So first get clean. Eliminate. Wipe out whatever you're rotten. Whatever you're thinking. Let go of this, then the new stuff could arrive. If you keep this thinking system, nothing else could be there. Because this is filling all the space. Yes?
That you may be ennobled by Nun Wal Kalam, and that the Gracious One may sow seed within you.
Yeah. Okay. How would I translate that Nun Wal Kalam? You could torture that friend of you, that Arab one, to explain it to you. Because nobody could. This is one of those silly signs that everybody tries to forget about. They talk about a book, which is the reading book, means Quran. This reading book is the collection, recollection of some poetic language of the fellow who died 30 years before. Then they try to bring it up. But even in this, there are some tricks. The first one starts with this. Nun wal qalam. Then I'm talking to you, you people. What was that Nun wal qalam? What does that mean? This is what it means. Look at it and understand carefully. This is Nun wal Qalam. Qalam means the instrument of writing, and Nun is N in Arab language, which is this. What do you see? It's not a full circle. It's a part of that. And it has a dot at the center of it. Does it mean something to you or not? To you? No. Because you're British. To her? Whenever she looks at this, this is Nun. We have another one which is just like this, a little bit sillier. Almost, a little bit exaggerated. This is Qaf. Qaf means what? That form means what?
Infinity.
Eternity. Endless. Right? So, there is a mountain, we call it the mountain of Qaf. And the when you're talking about the top of the mountain, you will say what? Well, we say Qulle. It starts with this. Qulle Qaf means double this stuff. It's high there. Did you get it? Then there is another ocean we created, which is the deepest, which is Qulzum, starts with Qul. And the depth of it is Qa'r. So we will say Qulli Qaf, Qa'r Qulzum. These two extreme stuff we made up just to talk about two extreme. This is a part of that game. Nun is something at the center of it. And the pen is something everybody understands, that's Qalam. So a poet starts with the center of it and the pen which is writing it. Means what? You forgot. I believe I repeated it here that At the first, there was talking, and talking was the Creator Himself. You remember that? I repeat it again and again. That's a part of another poetic stuff somewhere else. I bring it in to understand what are we talking about. We are talking about, do you want to understand the point in Nun? It's pen. Do you understand pen? Pen is the source of your knowledge, your understanding. First, it was talking. When you learn to write it down, suddenly the culture is here, isn't it? This is it. Here, he will say, hey, you, first of all, clean up yourself. Be an empty one. Then you could understand Nun of Al-Qalam, what are we talking about? Yes.
Assume indeed that you have never left this Baluda. Assume that you have never seen the kitchen which you have seen. Because from this Baluda, intoxications arise, and the sheepskin's jacket and the shoes depart from your memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what it means, Baluda? Baluda is a Persian word. It's obvious, or not? It cannot be Arabic because it has P. P doesn't exist in Arab language. P is Persian. Okay? Paluda is a Persian word. Means mixed up. Because they have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit. It's a poor environment, right? So they get a ball and they put all of this together and somehow mix them together. Mixing means paludan, that's the verb. Palude means mixed up. Here we say, look at you. You have a mixed up stuff in your brain, don't you? What is in your brain? A part in here, a part in there. So this is this palude. Hey, don't lick this palude anymore. Put this aside, then you find the good food. Yes.
When the death agony comes, you will utter a cry of lamentation. In that hour, you will remember your ragged cloak and clumsy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Until you are drowning in the waves of an evil plight in which there is no help from any refuge, you will never call to mind the right ship. You will never look at your shoes and sheepskin jacket.
Ah, this is the trick. He says, look at you. How do you think? How do you feel? Where are your emotions? Says, when there is a trouble, suddenly you turn around. Suddenly you even pray. What's up? When you're okay, you should be crazy and do whatever you like. When you are in trouble, you turn around. This is not it. Do you remember when your father was supposed to turn around and say, our God, I confess that our sins had made us like this. Do you remember that? This is the best stuff, because this is the opposite of that. I am the big one, I am the fellow, I am from the fire, I. The human being will accept that, whatever trouble is in me. I made the mistakes. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. No, means we. The Satan will say, my God, I'm not doing that, and you cheated me. the other one will say, we. These are the playing with the words to show you something. Yes.
When you are left helpless in the overwhelming waters of destruction, then you will incessantly make "we have done wrong" mm-hmm. your litany. The devil will say, "Look at you, look you at this half-baked, cut off the head of this untimely bird." Far from the wisdom of Ayaz is this characteristic, that his prayer should be uttered without prayer. He has been the cock of heaven from of old. All his crowings are at their time.
Mm-hmm. All these explanations about the Satan and the reasoning and the logic and blah, 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 was for this, to say, hey, this thought that I'm talking about, this new bird I'm talking about, the Satan will say, kill this bird. Why? Because the Satan is not Ayaz. Logic doesn't get it. So he wants to stop even the lovely thoughts in you. One paragraph only. And we are going to have lots of these long paragraphs in this book, in this story. Why? Because it's difficult to explain. How could we explain it? What is the loving connection? We cannot even talk about it, because everybody will say, oh, loving connection, yeah, I'm in love with my own. Everybody thinks that they know it, and we know that nobody knows, and we're trying to explain it to you. شعله می زد آتش جان سفید کاتشی بود در ولد سر عبی. نه غلط گفتم که بود قهر خدا علتی را پیش آوردن. چرا کار بی علت مبرا از علل مستمر و مستقر است از ازل. در کمال صنع پاک مستعص علت حادث چه گنجد یا حدث. سر عب چه بود؟ عب ما سن او سن مغز است و عب صورت چه پوش. عشق دانه فندق تن دوستد، جانت جوید مغز و کوبت پوستد. دوزخی که پوست باشد دوستش، داد بدلنا جلودن پوستش. معنی و مغزت بر آتش حاکم است، لیک آتش را قشورت هیزم است. کوزه چوبین که در وی آب جوست، قدرت آتش همه بر ظرف اوست. معنی انسان بر آتش مالک است، مالک دوزخ در او کی حالک است. پس می افزاد و بدن معنی فضا، تا چو مالک باشی آتش را کیا. پوست ها بر پوست می افزوده ای، لاجرم چون پوست اندر دوده ای. زن که آتش را علف جز پوست نیست، قهر حق آن که را پوستین کنیست. این تکبر از نتیجه پوست است، جاه و مالان که رازان دوست است. این تکبر چیست؟ قفلت از لباب، منجمد چون قفلت یخ زافتاب. چون خبر شد زافتابش یخ نماند، نرم گشت و گرم گشت و تیز راند. شد زدید لب جمله تن تمع، خار عاشق شد که زل من تمع. چون نبیند مغز قانع شد به پوست، بند عز من قنع زندان اوست. عزت اینجا گبری است و ذل دین، سنگ تا فانی نشد کی شد نگین. در مقام سنگی آنگاهی انا، وقت مسکین گشتن توست و فنا. کبر زن جوید همیشه جاه و مال، که ز سرگین است گلخن را کمال. که این دو دایه پوست را افزون کنند، شهم و لحم و کبر و نخوت آکنند. دیده را بر لب لب نفراشتند، پوست را زن روی لب پنداشتند. پیشوا ابلیس بود این راه را، کوشکار آمد شریکه جاه را. مال چون مار است و آن جاه اژدها، سایه